met the department pre-Christmas, and they gave us a commitment at that time that they would move on the paying back of fees. The fees were paid back to anyone that entered the scheme pre the 13th of December 2022, but anyone that came in to the scheme after that, so anyone came in after the 13th of December 2022 up until the new enhanced scheme commenced in July of 2023, haven't received their fees back for the testing. As I say, the department did give us commitments that they would do this. I know that the local authority met with the department again to put pressure on that, hoping the department will meet a delegation, the same delegation that met them before Christmas was in the next 2 weeks, so that we can put pressure on that again. But, you know, there's absolutely no reasons that these funds cannot be paid back, because when the new enhanced scheme came in, the department and the minister did say that no one would be out anything with the new scheme coming in, but this is happening with these people that have not got their fees back. So I think the department have to move on that urgently, because it's important that the people get their 5,000 or 6,000 back, so it allows them to move on with other works within their house. So we will be putting pressure on them, and I hope to have a meeting with them within the next 2 weeks.
Because the reality is that work to remediate properties will be stopped because tradespeople can't sustain this cost and can't go on the promise that the fees will be paid back either. So no work is being done.
No, and that's correct. But quite a number of these families, you know, some of them haven't even got recommendations from the housing agency yet to start works. Some of them have been, when the housing agency look at them now, they prioritise them. They prioritise them with the damage threshold, which has a number of these families maybe not getting a recommendation or not the housing agency not coming back until the last quarter of this year, and some the first quarter of next year. So as it stands at the moment, you cannot get your fees back until you have a remediation option. So that would rule any of those families out from getting money back until that remediation option would be given to them. So that's why it's important that these fees are paid back, because we can't have families waiting for another year on those fees back, so that they can't move on with the remediation options, or they can't move on with getting anything done. It's just unfair, because as an enhanced scheme now, you don't have to pay those fees. Anyone entering the new scheme won't have any of those fees to pay. So we must make it an equal playing field for everyone in this scheme.